Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference is an old saying that suggests wisdom is hard to acquire. When children and adolescents have been through severely stressful, traumatic experiences, they are changed and they are frustrated, and parents recognize it. Parents want to know how their children have changed and how to help them. Some changes are obvious. Some changes are mysterious. Some changes are hidden from view. No one knows children better than their own parents, but the nature of post-traumatic stress reactions are such that parents cannot know everything by observing them or waiting for them to talk. Knowing that something is wrong is intuitive, but knowing the full picture of post-traumatic stress problems and knowing what to do about them requires some assistance. As a parent, it is up to you now, but you have little idea what to do. I am quite familiar with post-traumatic stress in all its manifestations and complications, as I have spent the past 23 years in clinical practice and conducting research with children and adolescents who have these issues. The main syndrome that follows from post-traumatic events is post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, which is unique among all psychiatric conditions because there is a known cause. PTSD follows immediately from a life-threatening event. One day, individuals do not have PTSD, and then the next day, the day individuals experience life-threatening events, they suddenly have PTSD. No other disorder in psychiatry has such a sudden, bewildering, and terrifying onset. These immediate changes cause massive and wide-ranging destruction in the lives of the victims. Not only the youths, but also the parents and other family members must deal with the wreckage. There are many new questions to consider. What are the signs and symptoms? What is the right diagnosis? What does the future hold? When to seek help? How to find good help? This book is a guide to choose a path within the wreckage. First, parents must recalibrate their expectations. Trauma is a game changer for both parents and their children. To someone who has never had PTSD, it is difficult to describe what it is like. Life is harder, permanently. It is as though suddenly a judge has handed down a sentence stating, "You must live a different life now." The new task for survivors and their loved ones, as well as what must be done sometimes to survive, is to try to understand the new normal. "My life changed. I'll never be the same. I mean, I used to be happy and a positive person, and now I'm never happy, and I can't really tell anybody." 14-year-old trauma survivor. That sounds challenging enough, but it gets worse. Compare this to an example of another type of sudden change in life. Nearly all of us have had the experience of using a computer or a smartphone, and then after using one of these devices for months, one day the screen suddenly looks different than it looked yesterday. Some commands for touching or clicking have been moved to different locations on the screen and cannot be found. Perhaps the background colors and physical appearance of the layout have changed too. The typical reaction of users is bitter frustration at the software developers who made these changes without our permission. The anger is softened considerably, however, because we are also confident that eventually we will find the commands that have been moved and we will get used to the new layout. Not so with PTSD. When one's mind and body have suddenly been changed, as with the onset of PTSD, the anger and bitter frustration start at low levels because those individuals tend to believe the change will fade with time. As with scratches and bruises on the skin and bad memories that fade with time, they think things will pop back to normal. But when weeks pass and then months pass and things have not popped back to normal, there is often an indescribable sense of loss of control. The anger and frustration increase with time rather than fade. It cannot be overstated how frightening this can feel when you realize you have lost control of your own mind and body.